Welcome to Combat Sports in Africa. We're talking MMA at the African Games. The 13th edition of the African Games were held in Accra, Ghana, from March 8th to March 23rd. The African Games featured various combat sports such as wrestling, boxing, judo, taekwondo, and karate. But in addition, mixed martial arts was also part of the African Games as a demonstration sport alongside another combat sport, sambo. Now, the following paragraphs are from a news release that I'm going to read. Quote, the amateur rules MMA tournament played out from Sunday to Monday under the Global Association of Mixed Martial Arts, GAMA, joining six other demonstration sports among 30 total disciplines. Eight of these are holding qualifiers for this summer's Paris 2024 Games. The 13th edition of the four-year multi-sport event runs from 8th to 23rd March, organized by the African Union, the Association of National Olympic Committees of Africa, the Association of African Sports Confederation, and the Supreme Council for Sports in Africa. Officially recognized by the Association of African Sports Confederation, GAMA holds the vision of seeing the sport accepted internationally by the Olympic movement and one day entering the Olympic Games. Inclusion in the African Games provided a milestone for the sport. Unquote. Okay, so the following interview is with the president of the Ghana Mixed Martial Arts Association, Mr. Jeff Taylor. Let's dive right into it. We've got the president of Ghana's Mixed Martial Arts Association, Mr. Jeff Taylor. Jeff, how are you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys?
Doing great, doing great. Thank you very much for joining us here. My first question for you is, what were Team Ghana's standout moments and major challenges at the 13th African Games?
Well, our standout moments is that we basically endured most of our events. We went all the way. We had a few, I think we only had one event that didn't go all the way, maybe two. But other than that, we went all the way, all three rounds. So it was really, really impressive. Some of our challenges is that we were challenging with some of the groundwork in the taekwondo and jiu-jitsu. The jiu-jitsu groundwork. So that was some of the challenges. But other than that, I was, everything else was pretty good.
Overall, Team Ghana obviously made the podium, and the team won three silver medals and five bronze medals. Is that correct?
Correct. Was the amount of medals that we won.
Right on. Speak to us if you want to, speak about a particular athlete on the team that really rose to the occasion and represented. Is there anyone in particular you want to highlight for us? One or two, maybe?
Well, we had a few events that was probably not we had some premature stoppage. One event we were winning and they stopped the fight. They thought the girl had tapped out when she really was just feeling for herself,
Right.
But we had some really critical wins. We just did very well overall.
Leading up to the tournament, how did the team prepare for this big moment? This is a big, it's the African Games. First time ever MMA is being shown as a demonstration sport. I'm sure there's a lot of pressure. So the question is, how did the team prepare for this major opportunity?
Well, Ghana, we've been doing several MMA bouts in the past, but none at this caliber for the amateurs. And so we started preparing a lot of groundwork. We really had to work very hard on groundwork. The way that we wasn't sure that we're going to get to African Games until late. So that's what kind of hindered us. So the challenges was we didn't have enough time to prepare, but we were able to endure. Like I said, in order for us to get eight medals, even if it was only bronze and some ones and silver and some of them, we still are very, very thankful. And I feel like next 4 years or 3 years now, because it's really supposed to be the 2023 African Games, we will perform and showcase ourselves better.
You mentioned that some of the athletes, I think, were not fully versed, correct me if I'm wrong, in the ground game as far as their overall MMA. Can you speak to us a bit about that and why that's the case? Are you saying that Ghana is predominantly a striking team? We know that Ghana has a huge boxing scene, amateur and pro, but is there some grappling that's lacking as far as from what you've seen in the MMA scene?
Yes, exactly. We have been having a lot of training in upper fighting, boxing, even kickboxing. Right. But, you know, jiu-jitsu, regular wrestling is some of the challenges that we face. It's, you know, one of the things about Africa in a whole, having the skill level and being able to immediately you get into a situation, you know what to come out of, or if someone's trying to put you in some kind of submission hold, you know what to do immediately, and it needs to be second nature. Right. So time is important. You know, I've been in Africa for years and years and years building this sport, and I understand that in order to get something to be second nature, you need more time, you know. But again, I was very impressed with my fighters on how they performed and what they could do even in the ring. You know, Africa alone is, most of our fighters are very strong, very, very strong. And they have the endurance. You know, their training is very, very critical, you know, and hard. You know, the Ghanaian fighters, we train for endurance. So you didn't see most of us getting tired. But like I said, when they got to the ground, some of the things that should come instantly in reaction so you wouldn't get caught into a situation, they were lacking. But we're working on it right now.
So, Jeff, you're obviously the president of Ghana Mixed Martial Arts Association. What other hats do you wear in the association? Are you a coach, instructor? Tell us a little bit about yourself within the context of martial arts and mixed martial arts.
Okay, great. Great question. So I've been in martial arts my whole life, since as long as I can remember. My mom and my siblings, we were under karate for years. As I got into high school and school, I did wrestling. So I've been into martial arts for a long time. But I'm into everything. We've done some small training with the fighters and some things. But I wouldn't consider me the best trainer. Right now, MMA is one of the fastest growing combat sports. Well, it is the fastest growing combat sport. It's riding right up with boxing. I don't know if you did the research on it, but we have to get trainers that's beyond my skill level. I've done some small training and helping out and stuff like that, and I will continue doing that, but we have to get extreme, well-versed trainers that can take us to the next level. It's very, 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 very imperative for that. Like I explained before, we have the strength. We have the fighters. It's just about the training.
In terms of audience development and even awareness of mixed martial art as a sport, obviously Ghana loves boxing. We all know that on the amateur, the professional side, they're a boxing crazy country. I think it's fair to say that. But as far as mixed martial arts, MMA, and I'm speaking professional mixed martial arts, UFC, PFL, and so on, how popular is MMA as a sport in Ghana as far as audiences consuming the content, watching this, that, and the other?
Yeah, you'll be surprised. It's very, very popular. It's getting even more popular. Of course, MMA, you just get a taste of it and you're going to love it, because If you like boxing, you can watch MMA. If you like kickboxing, you can watch MMA. If you like wrestling, you can watch MMA. And it's real. It's not like some of the WWE wrestling where it's kind of staged. This one is real, real combat. So, you know, it's they love it. Everybody I talk to that's had the experience of watching it, love it. You know, it's mainly about educating them and getting them the opportunity to understand the sport and understand that the sport that we're in is not any more dangerous than any of the other sports. And the reason I say that is because we have some of the same rules. If you're doing jiu-jitsu, then you have the same rules. If you're doing judo, then you got some of the same rules. If you do boxing, kickboxing, Muay Thai, you got some of the same rules. So it's not like it's any more dangerous than any one of the other sports. It's just mixed. That's why they call it mixed martial arts. And that's the education that we have to give some of the people, because it can look like it's more dangerous, but it's not.
Right. And you're speaking about, you know, the coaching scene as far as elevating the coaching for MMA in Ghana. Currently, would you say, paint the picture for us in terms of like, how many MMA gyms are there in Accra? You're in Accra, Ghana, right? You're in the capital?
Yes, I'm in Accra.
Right. So give us an idea as to how many pure MMA gyms there are.
We have very few. Me personally, I only know of two. And most of those gyms are not as active as they should. But we have more judo, boxing, and a lot of boxing gyms and stuff like that. So we don't have very many camps that's geared toward MMA specific. That's one of the things that I'm working on, trying to get going. GAMA, the international body, has been extremely helpful with trying to help build MMA all over. So with their help, we've been trying to get the education and the gym set up. We had a meeting like right after our event about this specific thing in gyms, and they're on board to help us build so we can get, you know, as many as we can facilities for training.
Right. So you're you obviously live in Ghana, but I believe you're from the U.S. Is that correct? United States?
Yes, I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, nice.
Atlanta. Okay. Yeah. But I've been coming in and out of Ghana since 2013. I've been building. We got inaugurated in 2016. We were the first MMA inauguration. We had some other people that was also trying to get they were trying to get their federation. What do you call it? Like registered, but nobody had been inaugurated. The government would not inaugurate MMA because they thought it was a blood sport.
Right.
I had to show and prove to the government that this sport was not a blood sport and that the country would accept it. So I had to put on several events and do several things to get it accepted. And then we had a slight, one of the guys that was trying to register his thing, he wanted to come in and work with us, but that thing has been resolved, and he's basically, as of now, from what I gather, I'm not sure 100%, but that whole federation has been dissolved.
Okay. In terms of you know, so you've been involved, you mentioned, since 2013, you went to Ghana. And mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of people from, I'm actually in Canada. I live in Canada, but I know that there's a lot of folks who've moved to Africa, all over Africa. And I remember reading an article about a decade ago or so about how there's a lot of African Americans who are moving to Africa and living and working right there. What's that experience? Sorry, I don't mean to get all personal, but what's that experience like, you know, going from living in the U.S. in the South, you know, Atlanta, to relocating to West Africa, to Ghana in particular? In a minute, if you can kind of sum it up for us, what's that experience been like for you personally?
Actually, that's a great question. It's needed because as we bring in trainers and stuff like that, we need to understand, you know, how it's going to be in this country, you know, and like you said, coming from different backgrounds and stuff like that and cultures.
Right.
So, yes, to sum up that question, it is it's somewhat difficult, but it's more rewarding, you know, and our people in Africa, and when I say our, as Black Americans, mm-hmm. or what they would consider African first Americans,
right.
We would be considered African Americans, African first. So as we come here to what we would consider our motherland, Africa, we're welcome. Our people here are very, very perceptive to us, you know, and we have things to learn on both sides. You know, Americans mm-hmm. need to learn a lot more about their old culture and about a lot of standards that we need to uphold. And as well as we can help bring in certain standards and economic structures from that we learned in America. That's part of the challenges that I'm facing now with that, with MMA. I know how to structure a sport and generate income for our boys and girls and create a great financial sport. And we need to have that in order to change the sports scene in Africa. You know, America has shown us that no matter what the sport is, they will make or generate money from it. So that's a really, really important thing. And, you know, most people from some places, they may feel like, oh, they can't maneuver in Africa. It's wonderful. The food is great. The people are great. You can handle it here. I'm not saying that it's not challenges, because, of course, we have certain, you know, light issues and certain infrastructure issues. But overall, it's worth it 100%.
What's been the biggest milestone for you as far as the MMA sports development in Ghana?
Well, I think the biggest development for me is being part of GAMMA. GAMMA is the international body for MMA. And being part of GAMMA is now we're going to open up. We're creating history as we speak. We're you know, UFC, Bellator, all the other places, they haven't been able to create an international body that can bring in MMA to become an Olympic sport, because it's not an Olympic sport now. So I think that's one of my biggest achievements, as well as getting inaugurated in Ghana for the first time. I think that's also a big achievement. But GAMMA has proven with the fight, and I'm one of the founding members, board members, and they fought hard. You know, I've worked aside Alex for years. He's fought hard to bring MMA to the forefront and show that this sport, like I said earlier, is not any more dangerous than any other sport. It's just maybe perceived that way because it's been shown in cages and stuff like that. But, you know, Alex and GAMMA has really, really worked hard. And I'm really, really happy. And I think that's been my strongest and most powerful achievement thus far.
Very interesting. Jeff, we only have 4 minutes left, so I'm going to ask you the last question. What are Team Ghana's future plans for MMA on both local and international stages?
Well, actually, I had a meeting today. It's funny you asked me that. And We're going to try to get some training going on out of the U.S. this year. We're going to try when I'm actually heading back to the U.S. next Sunday, and I will be looking for some trainers. I'm going to set up some coaching training and some, you know, jiu-jitsu and wrestling training for some of our coaches and stuff like that. I'm going to try to bring them over to get some training for like a week seminar and stuff like that. So that's one of my main goals. I also have, we're putting together a professional cage, another professional cage, and we'll be doing some exhibits and some preliminary events, if I can get the word right, and possibly some major events. I'm not sure, depending. I got a few things in my back pocket that I don't want to say right now, but we basically, hopefully by the end of the year, we may have a major event.
Sounds very interesting. Where can we follow along on this journey? Is your association, is the Ghana Mixed Martial Arts Association on
social media? Yes, you can follow us on Facebook.
Okay.
You can follow us on Facebook at the Ghana Mixed Martial Arts Association. And you can follow us on Instagram, same place, Ghana Mixed Martial Arts Association. You have to be sure, not Federation, Association. And and you can see what we got going on. You know, you can also, I don't know if we're going to be in touch like that, but we have a lot of other things because things are changing so fast. But those are pretty good places to follow what we're going to be doing.
Jeff, thank you very much for your time. It's been very interesting to hear about your work and obviously the, you know, MMA at the 13th African Games. It's quite an achievement. All the best to you and your team, and we'll be following along. Thank you.
And thank you so much for inviting me. This has been wonderful, and we need the support like you're doing. Keep up the work. We're very proud to be part of this.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
All right, you too.